It is time to look at health matters, and we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation at this time on a Tuesday, and today is no different. Talking to Kari Rasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Kari, good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Morning, Wayne.
And I hope that wherever you are, I think you're in Cape Town, if I'm not mistaken, it's nice and warm and getting ready for the festive season.
I'm in Joburg, actually, but it is nice and warm.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, Joburg, I think everybody just disappears for the holiday season. And then if you stay behind in Joburg, it's nice and peaceful.
Yes, it's very contradicting to you how it usually is.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we get all the Joburgers down here. But anyway, the topic for today is World AIDS Day and commemorating World AIDS Day and looking at the link between HIV and AIDS and the risk of heart disease. The basics, if you could please explain, what is HIV?
Yes, of course. So HIV, also short for human immunodeficiency virus, it's a virus that attacks the body's immune system. So specifically, it targets your CD4 cells, also known as your T cells, which play a crucial role in fighting off infections. Mm-hmm. So when HIV infects a CD4 cell, it replicates itself, produces more viruses that then infect other CD4 cells. Mm-hmm. So over time, this leads to a weakening of the immune system, making it harder for your body to fight infections and diseases. And when left untreated, this is when HIV progresses to AIDS, or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So this is the most advanced stage of HIV infection and is characterized by a severely weakened immune system, making the body susceptible to lots of opportunistic infections and cancers.
Right, right. And that's effectively, at the end of the day, what kills the person is those opportunistic infections.
Yes.
Now, looking at a closer look at the HIV epidemic in South Africa, what is the current state of HIV in the country?
So South Africa has the largest number of people living with HIV. It's approximately 7.7 million individuals that are affected. However, we do have widespread availability of antiretroviral therapy. So HIV has become a manageable chronic condition. So South Africa actually has the largest ART program in the world. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing a significant increase of life expectancy among people living with HIV. But then again, this progress also brings new challenges. So we're now witnessing a rise in non-communicable diseases like your obesity, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes among this population.
Okay. And the link between HIV and heart disease, and how does it impact individuals living with HIV?
Yes, yeah, so the link between HIV and heart disease is quite complex. So research has shown that individuals living with HIV are at a high risk of developing heart disease, including conditions such as stroke. They can face up to 1.5 to 2 times higher odds of heart attacks or strokes compared to non-HIV individuals. And then there are several factors that contribute to this increased risk. So first of all, you have chronic inflammation, where HIV infection causes chronic inflammation in the body, which damages the cardiovascular system and thereby increases your risk of heart disease. But then HIV-affected persons can also have traditional cardiovascular risk factors. So this is like your smoking, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. You also need to consider HIV-related metabolic changes. So the infection can cause changes in your metabolism. So this includes insulin resistance, dyslipidemia, and changes in your body composition, which can all increase your risk of heart disease. So for individuals living with HIV, it can have a profound impact. It can increase your risk of illness and death and reduce your physical function and overall quality of life. that's why it's very important to try and address the risk factors and take your treatment.
Right, and that's the most important part. And what lifestyle changes can individuals with HIV make to reduce their risk of heart disease, and how can they maintain a healthy heart?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, heart disease in HIV positive individuals involves both your traditional risk factors and then your disease related risk factors. So firstly, people living with HIV should, as part of their routine clinic visits, get regular checkups that can help identify potential heart health issues early. They should monitor their blood pressure, regularly check their blood pressure, and work with healthcare provider to manage if they do have high blood pressure, check their lipid profiles, and work with healthcare providers if they have high cholesterol. And then very important is to stay adherent to your ART. So adhering to your antiretroviral therapy can help manage HIV and thereby reduce your risk of heart disease. And then addressing the traditional risk factors would be making sure you eat healthy, focusing on consuming a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, limiting the intake of saturated fats, added sugars, and sodium. Then making sure you get regular exercise. We want at least 115 minutes of moderate aerobic exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic exercise, or a combination of both per week. We also want you to try and maintain a healthy weight, because we know excess weight can increase the risk of heart disease. Then chronic stress can further weaken your immune system, making it harder for the body to fight off infections. So engage in stress-reducing activities like meditation, yoga, or deep breathing exercises. And then another thing would be to get enough sleep. So 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night to regulate your stress hormones, support your heart health, enhance your immune function. And then very importantly, to limit alcohol consumption and quit smoking, because those are significant risk factors.
In other words, you know, your body is already compromised by the HIV. Don't go and make matters more difficult for it to cope by smoking and drinking and doing all that.
Yes, definitely.
And then how can we raise awareness about the link between HIV and heart disease? And what can communities do to support these affected or those people that are affected?
Yes, so it's a multifaceted approach that we need. We need lots of stakeholders in different areas to contribute. So firstly, we need to try and improve HIV testing coverage, ensuring early access to antiretroviral therapy and implementing effective preventative strategies. So we want to make sure that people are getting tested. If they are positive, they have access to treatment and they are informed on how to prevent HIV. But we also need to look at the social and economic determinants of health, meaning the root causes of health inequalities, such as poverty, lack of education, and stigma that contribute to our HIV prevalence. So this comprehensive approach is what we need. It requires a coordinated effort from governments, healthcare providers, communities, and individuals to ensure that everyone has access to the services and information they need to stay healthy.
That makes sense. And it's like all hands on deck. Everybody needs to do their bit.
Yes.
And then we can succeed. And lastly, Corrie, for more information, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has resource material. How do listeners get in touch with the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
So they can go to our website on www.heartfoundation.co.za or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram. I also would like to invite listeners to our free webinar today, focusing on the patient voice journey through heart disease and strokes. We will be hosting patients talking about their journeys in heart disease and stroke. So they can find the Zoom link to register for this webinar either on our social media or on our website.
Okay, and that's where it all happens. Corrie, thank you very, very much. Have a great day and look forward to chatting next week, Tuesday.
Thank you. See you next week.
Cheerio then. Thanks. It's Corrie Erasmus, a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking today about commemorating World AIDS Day, looking at the link between HIV and AIDS and the risk of heart disease. And this chat will be on our website later on today as well, and then available on the channels of the Heart and Stroke Foundation.